Now, it's 8:51 on breakfast. Let's go stateside now, because one of the biggest sporting events in the world takes place this weekend. More than 100 million people will watch it on TV. Kevin is back and he's beside himself. What is this?
Yes, Elaine, well, nachos, chili dogs, pretzels, beers in the cooler, big screens, all elements of the Corinthian spirit, of course. And what is this feat of sporting excellence I'm talking about? It's American football's showpiece, Super Bowl 50.
Y'all ready for this?
Shotgun snap, cuts his arm, pressured, goes in the end zone, it's caught! Tom Brady's an assassin!
And here comes Cam Newton, touchdown! Throws it up in the air, says a prayer, and Janis is on the
stop it!
Oh, please!
What a catch!
That's insane!
What an insane tune.
Insane indeed, but marvellous too in its own way. So how could you not be excited by that? Well, anyway, it all happens on Sunday night in San Francisco. It's the Carolina Panthers against the Denver Broncos. And one man who will definitely be staying up to late to watch is Nick Young, relocated all the way from Minnesota and now the quarterback of the Donegal Derry Vipers. Nick, are you psyched?
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait for the game. It's going to be great.
Would you be having your own Super Bowl party with some friends?
Well, the team's actually hosting a Super Bowl party at the Derry City Football Social Club. And it's starting at 10 p.m. and it's going for the entire game. So we're hoping to draw a good crowd. And it's for anybody that wants to come.
Anybody? So we're all invited?
Everybody's invited, definitely.
The Super Bowl itself, it's a massive part of the culture of Middle America, isn't it? It's almost like the game is secondary to the event.
Definitely. A lot of people would watch the game just for the adverts. Like you were speaking earlier, over 100 million viewers, and it's about 100 countries worldwide, 25 different languages. But I was looking up this morning for a 30-second advert, £3.4 million. Mm. Now, I can speak for like my mom. She would have watched the game for the adverts. She loved them. So it's kind of...
Or the performance as well.
The halftime show. Coldplay and Beyonce. I mean, that's two heavy hitters there. So there'll be a lot of people watching the game just for the halftime show, I'd say, as well.
Yeah, that in itself is a funny commentary on a culture, because I have a tweet here I'll read you from the American author, T.G. Cole. He sums it up like this. There are ads for the halftime show, which is an ad for the game. The game is an ad for America, and America is an ad for the ads.
You're right.
As the nature of the event and all that stuff that goes with it that you're talking about there taken away from the sporting aspect?
I think they kind of work together, because if you're going to watch the adverts, you kind of have to watch a bit of the game. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to watch the game, you're watching the adverts as well. So, and since it's live, I'd speak for myself. I'm not going to pause, rewind. I want to see it as it happens. I won't be recording it. I'm watching it live. So you're kind of in for the whole atmosphere of the game.
Mm-hmm. But as an American football fan, would you rather all that maybe was cut back a bit and you could just watch the game?
No, does kind of chop and change the game. It does break it up, but I grew up with it.
Does it generate interest? Do you see a big kickback whenever the Super Bowl's on? It's such a big event, such a massive audience. Do you then cash in on it on the ground in terms of players coming forward to play?
Oh, definitely. It definitely gives people the foot in the door, if you will, of, oh, that game looks interesting. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's anybody local that would play it. And then that's the knock on our door. I say, can we come try out for your team? And it does help us. You know, every Sunday, you know, during the season when there's games on, you know, with the NFL UK and then Sky Sports NFL, you know, it does help our team out and draw interest to our team as well.
Because they come over and play in London, some of the teams,
yep,
don't they? Yeah.
I think it's six games they've committed to next season. Six games over in the UK. And then I think there's one in Mexico City as well. And there's talks of Germany now as well, so it's going strong.
Mm-hmm. Does it ever make you nostalgic when it comes to Super Bowl time? Do you ever think, oh, I wish I was back home with my friends watching all this?
It makes me think when I was younger, you know, you'd watch the Super Bowl, and where I grew up, it was, you know, bad winters. So after the game was done, it finished maybe between 9 o'clock and 10 at night. Well, we had begged to go out in the backyard and throw the ball around in the snow and catch the ball in the back of the end zone to win the Super Bowl. So it brings back memories like that, definitely.
Yeah. I can see in your accent you're already picking up the old local lingo there.
Just a wee bit. Up the Vipers, hey.
There's a mix of everything going on.
I know. It's
brilliant.
I can't describe it.
Nick, the game, of course, is live on Radio 5 Live on Sunday night, if I'm anyone wants to list. Nick, all the way from the Midwest of America, the Northwest of Ireland, thanks very much.
Wait, we need a prediction. We need a prediction before you go.
Panthers. Panthers. 31-17.
Very good.
That's what I'm going with.
That's
Write
specific.
That down. Yep.
Like it. No sitting on the fence.